Good morning, traders. Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Happy Friday, February 13th, 2026. I hope you're ready to rock, because the screens are looking a little red this morning.
Yeah, good morning. It is definitely a moody Friday the 13th out there. We are seeing a continuation of that selling pressure from yesterday. Futures are dipping lower across the board. The S&P 500 futures are down about 10 points, sitting at 6,842. And the NASDAQ is off by roughly 40 points.
Right, we saw a pretty nasty retreat yesterday, with the majors losing over 1%. It feels like the market is holding its breath. What is the main catalyst keeping buyers on the sidelines right now?
It is all about the inflation print. We have the January CPI reading dropping at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. That is the loan economic data release today, but honestly, it is the only one that matters. The consensus is looking for a 0.3% increase for both headline and core CPI.
So the market is nervous that a hot number could derail things?
Exactly. Traders are already pricing out a rate cut until June. A solid jobs report earlier this week already eroded confidence in an early cut. If this CPI number comes in hot, you can expect yields to spike and equity futures to take another leg down. It is a classic good news is bad news scenario for the Fed policy outlook.
Got it. So keep your eyes glued to that 8:30 release. But hey, it is not all doom and gloom. We have a mountain of earnings-moving stocks this morning. Let's talk about the winners. I see some green in the semiconductor space.
Oh, absolutely. Applied Materials, ticker AMAT, is looking like the star of the show. They beat EPS expectations by 17 cents and guided Q2 above consensus. The stock is gapping up nearly 11% pre-market. They're talking about the global semiconductor industry hitting $1 trillion by 2026, which is fueling a lot of optimism.
That is a massive call. And it looks like Arista Networks is riding that wave too.
You bet. Arista, ticker ANET, is up about 10%. They beat on top and bottom lines and gave strong guidance. It seems like the infrastructure trade, building out the hardware for AI and data centers, is still very much alive, despite the software jitters we saw yesterday.
And I see Airbnb checking in with a nice move.
Yeah, Airbnb is waking up. Ticker ABNB is up over 5%. They missed slightly on earnings per share, but they beat on revenue and gave a really solid outlook for Q1. They expect growth to accelerate to double digits this year. Traders are forgiving the earnings miss because the forward guidance looks robust.
Okay, so tech hardware and travel are working, but we have to talk about the disasters. What happened to Pinterest?
Ouch. Yeah, look away if you are long. Pinterest, ticker PINS, is getting hammered, down nearly 20%. They reported in-line results, but the guidance for Q1 revenue was below consensus. Wall Street is punishing any weakness in ad spend outlooks right now. We are seeing a slew of downgrades hitting the stock this morning, too.
Brutal. And I see DraftKings taking a hit as well?
Yeah, DraftKings is down about 15%. They beat on earnings but guided 2026 revenue below consensus. It is a recurring theme this earnings season. If your forward guidance is soft, the exit doors get crowded very fast.
No mercy in this market. Now, zooming out a bit, I am hearing some chatter about trade policy. What is the latest from Washington?
There are reports circulating that the administration might be planning to roll back tariffs on steel and aluminum products. It is part of an affordability push. That could be interesting for the industrial sector, so keep an eye on names like Aluminum Corporation or heavy manufacturers. It might provide some relief on input costs.
Interesting. Also, I saw a headline about EV demand. Is that sector still under pressure?
It is mixed. We have reports that major automakers are reducing electric vehicle capacity due to falling demand. However, look at Rivian this morning. Ticker RIVN is gapping up over 20% after beating earnings and providing guidance. So while the legacy guys are pulling back, Rivian is finding some buyers today.
That is a huge move for Rivian. Okay, let's get technical. We have the open coming up. What is the technical setup looking like for the S&P?
We are in a consolidation phase with a bearish tilt. The S&P futures are hovering around 6,842. If we break below the 6,840 level, we could see a test of the 6,780 support zone. On the upside, we need to reclaim 6,880 to stabilize. But honestly, the VXX, the volatility index, is creeping up. It suggests traders are hedging. The risk on sentiment is fragile.
So what is the play at the bell?
Caution is key. Don't chase the open until we see the reaction to the CPI number. If the data is cool, look for a bounce in those beaten-down software names. If the data is hot, defensive sectors or just sitting on cash might be the best trade. Also, watch the semiconductor momentum. If AMAT holds its gains, it could drag the whole tech sector higher despite the macro headwinds.
Solid advice. Keep your head on a swivel today, folks. It is Friday, it is the 13th, and we have inflation data. Anything can happen.
Absolutely. Manage your risk, watch your stops, and don't fight the trend. Let's see what the CPI print gives us.
Thanks for the insights. That wraps up this edition of The Morning Dose. Good luck out there, trade safe, and have a great weekend. We will catch you Monday morning.